Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and it is WrestleMania Backlash. Oh, I thought it was WrestleMania. They do that to me every time. And I am alongside the one and only Chad Showtime Schultz.
WrestleMania Backlash.
Yep.
What you think the branding is just, do they just want to use WrestleMania again?
It makes me go, huh? Oh. Like, it gets my hopes up, and then it just kneecaps
like
the
I
shit
I feel like
out
we're getting
me.
Catfished. WrestleMania? Well, that was actually Backlash. That was me a while ago.
Oh, I gotcha. Also, in the booth, in the Trebu Bunker, the one and only Jared Moe,
baby! Maybe no more Undisputed Era, but there's still an Adam Cole.
There you go. Me and Showtime were talking before the show. Do you think Adam Cole works as a face?
I've said before that there are some guys you can never turn into a face or you can never turn into a heel. They've proved me wrong many times over. I'd be here for it.
Yeah, you'd be. I mean, he's already over with you, obviously.
Oh my gosh,
you're a big Cole mark too, aren't you, Showtime?
I like him. I think he's better as a heel than he is a face. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's incapable of being a face.
He's got to have the right opponent.
I'm super big on what they're doing with Kyle O'Reilly right now.
Yeah, you are.
That shit's over with me.
Daniel Bryan light, as I like to call him.
Didn't even think about that.
He's very good.
So it is the three of us in here right now. So it is officially the Treb Show Mo Show, everybody.
Treb Show Mo Show.
Yeah, we got two of you in there, so you have to work twice as hard.
Oh boy, double pay.
Oh,
you wish. Well, we'll double it because we're paying you nothing right now, right? You got it.
Two times zero, still zero.
Still zero. All right. All right. Let's get into the matches here. The first one we're going to talk about is Damian Priest versus Mike the Miz Mizanin. Who do you got, Showtime?
I'm taking Damian Priest.
You're taking Priest?
I think that Damian Priest did well, you know, with the Bad Bunny match.
Uh-huh.
I think that, well, you're not a big fan of that match at all.
Dude.
I think the general consensus is that match was very good.
Humanoids, Showtime. Humanoids.
I could see Damian Priest eventually facing Sheamus for the U.S. belt.
No, yeah, for sure.
No, there was a rumor, me and Mo were talking about this, that Priest's job was on the line with this whole Bad Bunny thing. What the rumor was, is that if it didn't work out good.
Are you on record as saying how you feel about the Bad Bunny match?
I don't think you've
done a lot of talking about it. I don't know if you've said anything about it on the air.
I just am not a big fan of celebrity matches. I thought it was trash. I didn't need to see him do a Canadian Destroyer.
Being
Bad Bunny, I just...
I'm in the same camp as you as far as not liking celebrity matches, but, man, he showed up.
I don't care. An amateur should not be a professional at the professional's Super Bowl. That's not what it should happen. That's like saying a ragtag team or just... somebody could show up. A musician shows up and they just beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I don't think that's going to happen. It's ridiculous. Bad booking. Hach tu is what I say to it. And I know I'm out here all very lonely on this pedestal, but I'm right.
That's Trebuchet and that's what he thinks.
That's right. Yeah. Because Priest went over at Mania, I am picking Miz. And I think I'm the only person here to pick Miz so far.
I believe that.
And Mo, who do you got?
Oh, I got Damian Priest.
Show Mo Show. Mo's got Priest.
They gotta keep this going.
So you're the only one who's put in a pick that has taken the Miz?
That's right.
Miz is established. He doesn't need it. Priest needs this more than the Miz.
Priest went over at Mania. Why? Nobody needs a Backlash win. I fail to believe anybody's career is going to be made or broken at WrestleMania Backlash.
No, but it's...
All right, hang on.
It's
the challenge game. That no one's career is made or broken at Backlash?
Yeah.
Keep talking. I'm going to think it's...
Yeah, I know.
I was like, okay, all right. I'm sure I can figure something out about this. All right. Randy Orton. Had the match of his career at Backlash.
Okay,
at
this
point.
Decade it happened. That was 2004.
The Backlash wasn't a pay-per-view for a handful of years.
Scoreboard.
The record will show I was right.
Not this decade. 1-0. All right.
Called moving the goalpost, motherfucker.
I don't know what you're talking about. So let's talk about the big dog, Mr. Roman Reigns, taking on the man who was on a singles win streak, Mr. Cesaro. Who do you got here, Mo? Because I know you're a big you're big Roman Reigns guy, but you also like
Cesaro. Yeah, too, I know. I think first of all, it's not going to be a clean match.
Everybody's saying it's going to be a hoopla. I don't think so. I think it's going to be just a straight-up match.
I think Roman's going to win. Put me down for Roman.
Put you down for Roman, okay.
Cesaro's going to look really strong. Somebody's getting screwed over, and I don't know if maybe... Is it Jimmy Uso that just came back?
Jimmy's the one who just came back, because main event Jay.
Right, because... And Jimmy might lose it for Cesaro... I don't know. There's obviously something going on there. There's tension in the family, the royal family.
I will give it up for Jimmy Uso's t-shirt, Nobody's Bitch. I like that.
Oh, I think
that's a really good t-shirt. No, he's like, Jay, you're just Roman's bitch. And then he showed up, he's like, I got a t-shirt for you in the back. Just come on, let's go be tag team champions again. It was really good stuff. I really like what they're doing.
No, this has been...
It's captivating.
Roman and the Usos have been very good.
Yes, yeah. I really like it. I'm taking the big dog because acknowledge him. I trebuchet him acknowledging the big dog as winning this match. Who do you got, Showtime? Is it the Treb Show Mo Show Sweep? Should I get my broom out?
I am taking Roman as well.
Glad to do it. Woo!
I think, there may be minor interference. I could see maybe Jay jumping up on the apron or something, but I think this is going to be a long wrestling classic between Roman and Cesaro. I think this is going to be a very good match. I think Roman's going to go over clean-ish.
I think we could get a no decision here. I think we can get both guys out.
Count out or something?
Neither guy can make it to their feet or something similar to what happened in the Sheamus smash with Umberto on Raw. You saw that thing?
Yeah.
Cesaro has to look strong.
Cesaro's going to look strong here. But it like you said,
if he wins,
it's gonna
great.
Be,
it's I would gonna, love to get this pick wrong.
It's 3-on-1. It's great wrestling, and this is probably one of Roman Reigns and what they're doing with this whole family drama. Are they with Roman? Are they against him? They're gonna see it Roman's way. Otherwise, he's gonna pummel you until you see it his way.
If I can do this real quick, I'm just gonna interject this in there. So Roman's calling himself the head of the table.
Yes.
We all know who the real head of the table in that family is.
Rikishi.
Oh, it's The Rock.
No, I know. I'm being a schmarmy sucker.
Right I mean, is this setting up for next WrestleMania a non-title match with The Rock?
They're not. They're not going to bring Dwayne back until the fans come back. That is what word on the street is.
That's, well, I'm thinking next. WrestleMania.
I think next WrestleMania,
because he's the people's champion. You can't bring back without.
Can you see The Rock and Roman in the ring and The Rock cutting a promo? You're the head of the table.
He'd be like. Hollywood box office hits, blah, blah, blah. WrestleMania wins, blah, blah, blah. WCW title, WWF title. Like resume versus resume.
Because it could happen. I mean,
you want the rock bottom versus the spear.
The Rock will tear another ab or something.
If they're having that match, who do you have win?
Roman.
You gotta have Roman.
I would agree.
Roman's...
But I hate the way they book celebrities, so The Rock will probably come in and win.
Yeah, that could be. But
Rock beat Cena. Rock beat Cena first time.
I really hated when Rock beat Punk. That was one of the maddest. That's points I've ever been at wrestling. I was very angry.
Well, Rock's a legitimate wrestler. What's the deal with that?
It's not a bad Bunny.
You and I are going to have a conversation and compare Bad Bunny to The Rock, and we are going to throw down, my friend, because, oh my God, you think that's a bad match? Buddy. We're going to be just, I'm going to give you some noogies after the show.
to all of our ones of listeners, I'm really sorry. And the ones is Trebuchet, me, and Showtime, probably. But, sorry I went off on that tangent.
No, you're fine. No, you're good. You're fine. That was fun. I always like talking about Dwayne.
The people's champion. Can you smell it?
I can smell like weed. It's sorry about that. That's me. That's my cologne. That's the Trebuchrombie and Fitch is what we call that. All right. Let's talk about some tag team titles. The Mysterios are hooking up to take on the Dirty Dogs. Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio, Dolph Ziggler, Bobby Roode.
I want to see.
I got. Oh,
sorry, go ahead.
Check I got Rey and yeah. Dominic. You the got Mysterio. Senior and Junior.
All right.
You're actually Junior and Junior Junior.
Ha ha! That actually works out there. Who do you got, Mo?
Yeah. Go with Mysterios.
Going with Mysterios. I, too, am going with my Mysterios.
This will be a neat moment. We haven't had a father-son tag team champion in a while.
Didn't one of the Midnight Express guys just do that on, like, the Indies or something? Was it Ricky Martin?
Yeah, I think Ricky Martin
is. It was a very independent tag team championship. Yeah. But, like...
No, you're correct.
Did Dusty do it with Cody?
Or Dustin?
I think he might have done it with Dustin. With Dustin? I don't think he ever did it with Cody.
Okay. Just so you guys know, every single person in our friend group picked the Mysterios here. So if you're betting
on
this...
How many people picked Cesaro for the Roman Cesaro match, out of curiosity?
One.
One who picked Cesaro?
The almighty foe. Forrest.
Oh.
Yeah.
All the way from North Carolina. Did anybody get his chair, by the way?
He got it picked up, but me and Chris Goode were going to pick it up, and we were going to look at it, obviously. We would have unwrapped it on the show, and he would have got it back in good condition.
Unwrapping YouTube video?
Yeah, maybe, potentially. Be like, this was at WrestleMania. It was within the same area that Alexa Bliss was in. Like, check it out, you guys.
You sent me, I've touched it.
All right. Moving on, let's talk about some women's wrestling. Let's talk about Rhea Ripley, Asuka, and Charlotte Flair going one-on-one-on-one in a triple threat match.
You know, this match reminds me of Triple H, Benoit, Michaels.
Like the WrestleMania 20?
Yeah, it reminds me of that triple threat.
Yeah, that's good. It was very good stuff. I like it. Any of these women can win. Any of these women can win. I can see any of it. You know what I mean? Like, Charlotte's legit. She's, you know, been proven that she can win the big match. Asuka can just catch fire.
Charlotte doesn't need it.
And Rhea
can... Asuka really doesn't need it. I think Ripley's going
over. You're going Ripley? Yeah. Who are you going with?
Ripley is champion right now. Yeah. Yes.
Correct. Yes.
This one's tough. I don't think it's going to be Asuka, but I could see it going to Charlotte.
Yeah, pretty soon.
He's in Charles deep thought. You are our Intercontinental Champion, so you are taking
I'm the workhorse. I'm the good hand.
You're trying to be the Undisputed Champion.
I want both belts.
Well?
I'm good enough for it.
Uh-huh.
I deserve it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to make it happen. Okay. I'm bringing both belts back to my home planet of Planet Stasiak.
Oh my god, I forgot he's from Planet Stasiak. Oh my god, that explains a lot. It explains a lot.
It sure does. I'm gonna take Charlotte.
You're taking Charlotte? Woo! Flair.
What did other people have on
that one?
It's
just gonna be us three tonight, boys.
No, the Nate Yard Dog and Lil Dio will be here as well. Everybody else took Rhea Ripley.
Everyone else?
Everyone else took Rhea Ripley.
Okay, nope. Did he pick Charlotte?
He just picked Charlotte. I am trying to decide what I want to do here.
What do you lads think? This is tough.
I don't think Charlotte needs it, but I think...
They could John Cena her, too. They just give her the belt.
I think they're going.
I'm going Rhea Ripley. I'm going to go with everybody else. I'm out here on a limb on my Miz pick. I'm going to just try to stay in line with everything else, because that's why I'm going to be champion, because... The Miz is going to climb up and grab the brass ring down and put Damian Priest in his place.
I'm at the bottom
of the totem pole.
I'm going to stick with my Charlotte pick and potentially change it depending on how the night's going.
I'm sticking with Rhea, but I reserve the right to change it up until the bell rings, because that is the way we do this here on this lovely podcast. All right. Let's talk about the SmackDown Women's Championship with Miss Bianca Belair. Taking on Bayley.
Bianca Belair, easy.
You're taking Belair?
Yeah, Bianca.
I too am taking Belair. That is, get the broom out again, a clean sweep for this here matchup. Everybody took Bianca Belair because she is the ES team.
She is.
I think this match is going to be pretty good.
Great. She really is.
She's over. She's very over.
She showed so much promise in last year's Rumble.
Yeah,
And it felt so good for her to win. Mm-hmm. Like, her, she's like, oh, I did so well the first year, I'm going to come in and win the...
She's got a charisma to her.
She does.
She's got a charisma to her. I like the whole... Yeah. Whenever she does that to somebody, you're like, oh, Lord. She's... Yep. It doesn't matter what she says, but, like...
It's funny
because I like her on the mic. I like her in the ring. She can do everything. She can do
I'm gonna say it right stuff. Now. She's the female Mr. Perfect. She really is. She can do it all.
No, you're right.
She can run faster, jump higher, slam harder, just everything you need to do in the pro wrestling business. She's a good talker.
Oh,
like she's a 5-star athlete.
You don't go here.
See, exactly. Boom. That's the clapback thing. Love it.
Female Mr. Perfect is a great way to describe her. I hadn't considered that.
I got
you. Well, they kind of did the vignettes with her running.
And... No, they sure did. Yeah.
I want her to throw a pass and catch a pass from herself. I bet she could do it.
She's continuing the trend of NXT talent that never really reached like top tier NXT. They came to the main roster and did really well.
Right. Yeah.
Did Alexa win the women's title in NXT?
No, yeah. Alexa never is.
Yeah,
no, I think she might have got one.
She was a manager there, and then she was a single for half a year.
She had a couple matches, but she never even had a title match. I don't think.
I don't think she ever had like a big feud for it.
Right. So yeah, no, it's good stuff. I like what she's doing. SmackDown's been very entertaining. Mm-hmm. All right, and now let's talk about the Raw main events. Lashley versus McIntyre versus Braun
the new Big Show.
Strowman. Oh, wow.
I love Braun Strowman. Love him. Wish he would...
You think they're booking him like the Big Show? Real gripe?
I hate it. He's just
a big, silly giant.
Yeah, but he's got every... I mean, Big Show is big.
Yeah.
But Braun Strowman's a monster. Like, he's a huge 6'8", not whatever. He is almost 400-pound, ripped, jacked monster. Who does work pretty good work?
If he won tonight, would you be ecstatic about it?
I'm not picking him, but I would be so ecstatic.
No, exactly. Like I'm saying, like if he went over tonight, that would be like a huge direction.
You think he deserves to go over tonight?
Maybe not, because Lashley's worked his ass off to get where he is.
Mm.
I always liked Lashley, but now what they're doing with him is gold. Like,
yeah,
this is perfect. He talks a little bit, but he's got MVP as his mouthpiece. And, MVP talked most of the time, but now Lashley is talking a little. I just love what they're doing.
MVP was trying to recruit Braun.
All three of these guys make it believable. Like, you could, Drew, Braun, and Lashley are all monsters.
The quarantine era of wrestling has been very good to some people and very bad to some people. And history will show perhaps the person it was the greatest to was Bobby Lashley.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Lashley went from... He was doing the Mare Jelana angle.
Yeah, he was in that
monstrosity of an
angle. I'll do that. If they're looking for somebody to do that, I'll do that.
You don't have to pay me, just as long as I get to...
No, they can pay me. Yeah. I'll definitely cash the checks. But I would argue that McIntyre got hurt by quarantine.
No, I was going to make that point. And the people that will show that some people really fell off.
Yeah.
And I think that...
Baron Corbin fell off.
Oh, Baron Corbin lost so much.
It's unfortunate. It's when the fans are there, they despise him. I want to see what they're doing with the Shinsuke Nakamura angle.
He was backstage at AEW this week.
Shinsuke
supporting,
was?
Whoever Moxley faced.
Oh, Yuji Nagata.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Former WCW wrestler. Yep. Yuji Nagata.
Oh, yep. Okay.
It wasn't a it could have been a recruiting mission too, but...
He's
still under contract.
Well, Moxley is the U.S. champion for New Japan, so he's probably doing some kind of,
crossover.
Yeah, we're putting your belt on our TV. We're sending you're sending one of your guys over. AEW is really open to doing that stuff.
Right.
It's
just about Shinsuke Nakamura being backstage at AEW this week to show support for Nagata or whatever his name is.
Oh, if that happens more often than I think people.
Adam Cole's all the time for Britt Baker.
Yeah.
So.
If someone gets shown on TV, that's usually when things are.
Yeah, that's when you're approaching a breach of contract territory. You can't do that stuff, and that's when the lawyers get involved, and you get a letter from Jeremy McDivitt. It's all that stuff. You don't want those. You don't want those. So who do you guys got? I'm taking Lashley.
I'm also gonna take Lashley.
Get out the brooms.
Oh, the Treb Show Mo Show says the Lashley with the clean sweep.
Does anyone not have Lashley?
Forrest took Drew. Yeah.
Forrest took Drew.
Here's a question I wanted to put out there on the air. Who's more likely to lose their championship? Bobby Lashley or Roman Reigns?
It's Bobby.
Bobby. There's a world where Drew goes over. Hell, there's probably a 3% chance Braun goes over.
Yeah,
but I don't think
Cesaro going over is less than 3%.
Cesaro going over is at 1%. And here's the thing: I would actually really like it if Cesaro went over. I'd pop huge.
I'm not saying. Yeah, it's one thing to want. It's about what we're predicting.
I have no idea. I have no faith that would happen.
Okay. This is very interesting stuff here, fellas. So that brings us to final thoughts. Mo.
I'm anxious to see. WrestleMania backlashes. Is this righting any wrongs that they thought happened in WrestleMania with maybe Drew going over?
Maybe, potentially.
Because I really thought that WrestleMania, it was just a build-up for Drew to have his moment in front of fans. I was shocked.
That's what everybody was saying. That's the shot that they were calling, but that's not what happened. It was very interesting.
I'm anxious to see The Miz and Priest, because I think that would be a good match, because Priest can work, and Miz is just great.
Yeah. The Wolfpack outside enjoys it. he's got Buddy out there howling.
Oh, and I think the women's match, will be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a good show. I think it's going to be entertaining.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm calling it right now. Reigns and Cesaro is going to be match of the night. I think going to be just a barn burner of a thing.
It could be the triple threat women's match, too.
We shall see. And then the next episode, I will tell you how right I was.
Yep. But then any match that Bianca Belair is in is always good, too.
I know.
So.
We'll see. I'm glad that Bayley's back in the picture, because she wasn't around at WrestleMania.
Nope. She was around.
There was speculation that she was hurt because she wasn't involved in the match. Right. She made her presence known, though. Yeah. She was on both nights.
Yep.
So, Showtime, final thoughts.
Well, I would I'd like to make mention of perhaps my favorite wrestler of all time, reportedly no longer being under contract to WWE.
Oh, okay.
Daniel Bryan lost to
the king.
Yeah.
He's off
the king, the head of the table.
He's taking a break.
He's no longer under contract.
It's what I've heard.
Yeah.
What percentage chance do you have of him switching and going to AEW?
What if he shows up tonight? What if he interferes in the Roman Cesaro match?
Here's the thing. Bryan and Roman were feuding for quite a while. It would be odd for him to lose a loser leaves town match and bring him back so quickly to continue to feud with Roman, considering they've been feuding for the last couple months.
Yeah, true.
It's fair. I think it's more likely that he interferes in the Miz's match.
Why?
Just because they have a feud that goes back.
Just because Daniel Bryan versus the Miz.
Yeah.
And
give Priest a little run.
No,
there.
I think he's probably going to take some time off. But I don't know if his contract is actually up.
I'm not buying it. If it's a work.
If it's not, I would like it to
wait,
see.
Sheamus,
I would like,
is there a Sheamus match tonight?
Not that I
know
of.
Logan just said something.
I would like to see Bryan go to NXT.
Oh, I wonder if there's a pre-show match right now.
Well, if there is, it's all the picks are in it at this point. We're not rolling with it on the fly. You know what I'm saying? Just walking in here. First and final thoughts, Nate Yard Dog.
Woof woof bark woof bark.
It was Nate outside. We thought it was the dogs. It was Nate pulling in.
Well, it was also the dogs going wild because they saw me.
Nope, that's fine.
I'm one of their own. You know?
You are. Yeah. No, you're one of the wolf pack. That's what it is. So that just leaves me to my final thoughts.
Sheamus issued an open challenge.
Oh, that's fun. Daniel Bryan, here he comes. No. So we're going to turn that on. I look forward to SummerSlam is the next event that WWE is going to have fans at.
Yep.
And
is that for like confirmed?
They're looking for a place to do it at right now, but that is what it's more than speculation at this point. I've heard it
Daily
from,
Place or whatever AEW does. Or shows. Just kidding.
Well, they're bringing fans back regularly. They're doing live events, mm-hmm. but we will see what happens with that. I'm looking forward to that, and WWE WrestleMania Backlash. Have a good night, you guys. I am Trebuchet. This has been the Treb Show Mo Show featuring the Nate Dog. Have a good night. Trebuchet out. Whoop, whoop, whoop.